الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، أولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، إن أمره كله له خير، وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, this world that we live in is something which is not stable. Conditions can change overnight. Today a person is rich, tomorrow the person is poor. Today a person is healthy, tomorrow a person is sick. Today a person is happy, tomorrow he is sad. In this world, a believer can never have this conviction in his heart that I will be comfortable for my whole life, I will have a certain luxury for my whole life. There is no certainty of comfort. As believers, we believe that this world, there is hardships, there is difficulties that will come to us. On the other hand, if you look at it, this believer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. That when it comes to a kafir, then this is his jannah. This world is his be-all and end-all. He is here to make his world, he is here to live the most comfortable that he can. Because for him, there is no jannah, there is no akhirah, there is no life, there is no life after death for him to look forward to. That's why when it comes to a disbeliever, if any difficulty comes to him, any hardship, any obstacle comes, something never worked out in his life, then he falls into a depression. He can't move forward, he can't think straight. To such an extent that this disbeliever will go to this extreme that he is now ready to take his life, he is ready to commit suicide. Now in this time in the world, in Switzerland there is a resort called the Last Resort. And they built this resort, and in this resort they got these pods. Where a person, when he wants to kill himself and to commit suicide, he comes, he books, he pays, he stays in the resort, he goes into this pod. And when he is in this pod, they release nitrogen, which causes his oxygen level to drop very quickly. And in this manner, he kills himself and he takes his life away. This extreme they have gone to also, to avoid the pain of taking a weapon, to avoid the pain of suffocation, to avoid all this difficulty, they have built this place called the Last Resort, that a person can go and take his life easily. And why are they prepared to do this? Because for a disbeliever, this is his life. If something doesn't work out, he's in depression. If something, some obstacle came up in his life, some deal went wrong, he lost someone in his life, that's the end of his life. There's nothing for him to look forward to. But as believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. Our object of our goal is akhirat, our object of our goal is jannah. That is what we're looking forward to. For this reason, a believer, he comes in this world, some obstacle will come into his life, some difficult will come, and it has to come to a believer. He will have to face some difficulty in his life. But what a believer knows in the back of his mind, that one day I have to pass away. One day I will have to enter into Jannah. And when a believer sets his first foot into Jannah, whatever difficulties, whatever pain he went through into this world, all that will forget. Let's take an example. Someone, his name came out for Hajj. 6-7 months before the months of Hajj, his name came out. Now he's preparing that 100-200,000 rand that he saved up his entire life. Now he's booking his tickets, he's choosing his package. He has to leave his children behind, very difficult. Pack all his bags, go to the airport, sometimes at the counter he's overweight. Sometimes they don't want to give his tickets, there's some problem with his visa, passport. The flight is delayed, immigration, customs. Different types of difficulties, sometimes they have to search you. Sometimes you have to open your bag, you upset everything, you pack everything so nicely, they empty all the food. All this difficulty a person will go through. But when he reaches the haram, when he reaches Makkah Mukarramah, he walks into the haram, when he sees the Kaaba, which is the Baytullah, all that difficulty he went through, with regard to the flights, the delays in the flights, the immigration, the customs, all that is forgotten. while his object was not the flight, his object was the Kaaba. His object was to see the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he saw it, once he entered the haram, now all those difficulties eventually is forgotten. He won't even speak about it. So likewise, us in this world, we'll go through different types of difficulties. We'll go through different types of tests. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us our bone in Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us forget all the difficulties that we went through in this world. And when it comes to a believer, then a believer always has a win-win situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a person with some ni'mah, he's enjoying his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to make shukr, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you make shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, I will increase you. And on the other hand, if a person is going through some difficulty, some hardship, some obstacle came in his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشْرِيَ الصَّابِرِينَ. That those who are patient, give them glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is upon us. So whether we're going through adverse conditions, or whether we're going through some happy conditions, in every situation, it's a win situation for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. That how wonderful is the life of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Every matter and every condition of the life of a believer is good. إِنْ أَصَابَتُ شَرَّهُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If some happy condition comes to him, he makes shukr, that is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ ضَرَّهُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if some difficulty comes upon him, then he makes sabr, and that is good for him also. So in every condition of life, a believer is winning, he is progressing. Whether he is making shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him. Whether he is making sabr, whether he is being patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is with him. This is the life of a believer, that he is always progressive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from beforehand has given us warnings. That I will test you, I will put you through some difficulty. And many a times this difficulty that we go through is actually a blessing in disguise. If you look at us when we were children, and at times like our parents will force us to go to the dentist. We walk into the dentist, into the room, we see these different machines, already you are scared. Now he puts on the chair is moving up and down, the tears are almost coming out. Now the dentist will tell you to open your mouth, now he's telling you, see this tooth is rotten, that tooth is rotten. Now you take out one machine, you start drilling somewhere, start pushing somewhere. The pain is, you can't bear the pain, you're crying, but you have to go through this pain. And worse, the time comes, now he'll give you an injection, and you can't feel certain parts of your mouth, now he'll start pulling out a tooth. And then you see the fire coming out, that fear is building up. But later on in life, when you look at it, you realize it was a blessing in disguise. If you never went to the dentist, if you never go through that pain, then today you will have no teeth. All your teeth will be rotten, all your teeth will be eaten up. So we'll go through the pain of going to the dentist, while we know one day we will thank the dentist, we'll thank our parents for putting us through that little bit of pain that we went through. So likewise, we come into this world, sometimes a difficulty will come. Actually, this difficulty is some blessing in disguise. They mentioned an incident many years ago, there was a person returning from Umrah. And when he came to the counter at the Jeddah airport, the officials at the counter told him, you cannot board this flight. And they're not giving him any reason. Obviously on the language barrier also, he can't speak to them, they can't understand what he's saying. They are telling him he can't board the flight, finish. So he realized there's no option for him. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, he made sabr, he didn't make a flight. 2 hours later, he receives a message that the same flight that he was to board, that flight crashed, there's no survivor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through this difficulty. They could not board the flight. At that moment, it looked like it was a great thing. He's about to go home, he needs to go home, his family is waiting for him. But in him not boarding the flight, it was actually a blessing in disguise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an early warning. When a person goes through a bypass or some great surgery or something, they will make him sign certain forms. And we all know that when a person is going for certain procedures, then there's a 50-50 chance. He may make it out, he may not make it out to surgery. So from before, people are prepared, the family is prepared, that he's going for this certain procedure, he may not make it out. Now if he doesn't make it, it is not as difficult as if he has to pass away suddenly. Because he was sick, he went for this procedure, there were signs that he may not make it. Now when we get the news, it will be easier for us to make sabr. On the other hand, if someone passes away suddenly, it is difficult. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. that surely definitely I will test you with some form of fear, wal-joo, and some form of hunger. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will lose some wealth, some profit you will not make, you will go through some loss, someone will pass away in your family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَبَشْرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that glad tidings are though for those who are patient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given us an early warning. You will come in this world, O my servant, you will go through some difficulty, you will go through some hardships, not everything will be your way. Sometimes things will go opposite to what you plan to do. But remember, be patient. Remember, be from amongst those who are patient. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, that those who, when some difficulty comes upon them, whatever difficulty it may be, some of us, you may think that we only say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, someone passes away. No. When any difficulty comes, sometimes in traffic someone hits us on the back, it shouldn't be such as the first words from mother, some sway, some vulgar language. Rather, our immediate reaction should be إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that when a believer goes through some difficulty, some hardship, some obstacle, accident, something happened, someone got sick, and he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute it with something better. So you met in an accident, you say, Inna lillahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a better car. The khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give as he wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, when any calamity comes upon them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ula'ika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahmah. Those people who exercise patience, for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy is upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special tawajjuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends upon them. And if a person is drowning the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what more can a person ask for? In this world, at every moment of our lives, you want an upgrade. If a person got a phone, he wants the latest smartphone. If a person got a car, he wants the latest model. A person is flying somewhere, he wants to upgrade from economy to first class. The person booking a certain hotel, he wants an upgrade, he wants to be on a certain level. We all wait for upgrades in this world. But for us to get this upgrade, to get a better car, to get a better phone, to fly first class, we have to make some effort. We have to go through some difficulty, we have to sweat and blood to reach that level. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Jannat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants Jannat for every one of us. But not just Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the highest level of Jannat for every one of us. And in order for us to achieve this high level in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have to put us through some difficulty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا صَبَقَتْ لَهُ مَنْزِلَةٌ لَمْ يَبْلُغُهُ بِعَمَلِهِ. That sometimes a certain servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a certain level in Jannat for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to upgrade him to a certain level in Jannat. But for this person, his good a'mal are not of that level that he can upgrade him to that level in Jannat. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do, إِبْتَلَاهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ أَوْ فِي مَالِهِ أَوْ فِي وَلَدِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send some musibat, some difficulty, some hardship, either in his own personal or in his personal life, in his personal body. He'll go through some sickness, he'll go through some difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him with his wealth, some accident, some robbery, some certain deal didn't go in how he wanted it. He went at a loss, there's some stock sitting, it's not selling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him with a child of his. What is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing him? صبره على ذلك حتى يبلغه المنزلة التي سبقت له من الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him make sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him exercise patience upon his difficulties until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can upgrade him to that level of Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to reach. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send his difficulties. Here's an upgrade, one of us want an upgrade, here's the difficulty. And what is the activation password? What is the password for you to get this upgrade? Is to make sabr. You made sabr, you put in the password, now you are upgraded. You won't see the upgrade, yeah. But the day your eyes close and you go by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will realize that I never performed much salah. My life wasn't as good as it should be. But I made sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent certain difficulties. I made sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will upgrade a person until he reaches the highest levels of Jannah. We look at the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Umm Sareen radiallahu anha, she narrates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person, when a difficulty comes, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute him with something better. So she narrates this hadith and she mentions her own incident. So she sees that I was married to Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. And Abu Salama radiallahu anhu passed away suddenly. And in that moment in my life, I thought to myself that who can I get better than him? He was so good to me. From the Sahaba, he was the first to migrate. He had such a great status in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can I get better than him? But it was the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a difficulty comes, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and exercise patience. So she said, I did this, I exercise patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in place of Abu Salama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me in hell of Hades none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What better substitute than Abu Salama could be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One of the Sahabiya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, Umm Salim radiallahu anha, she was married to Abu Talha radiallahu anha. And they were a happy couple, and from this marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with their son, Abu Umayr radiallahu anha. Abu Umayr radiallahu anhu grew up, he was a young child, a handsome young child. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, the father of the child, had a lot of attachment to his child. Suddenly Abu Umayr radiallahu anhu became ill. And he was extremely sick. And he reached a stage of his life where they did not know whether he will survive or not. One night Abu Talha radiallahu anhu goes and he sits in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sits in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a lengthy period. Here back at home, his wife, Umm Salim radiallahu anha, is with the child. And the child becomes extremely sick and the child passes away. So Umm Salim radiallahu anha, she takes his child. Look at the iman, look at the sabr of Sahabiya, the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She takes her son, Abu Umayr radiallahu anha, she gives him a ghusl, puts him in a kafan, puts him in one corner of the home and she leaves him there. She covers him with a blanket as if he is sleeping. When Abu Talha radiallahu anha comes home that evening, immediately he asks, how is my son? How is Abu Umayr? So Muslim radiallahu anha tells him that no, he is resting in peace. He's okay. And she prepares for him a meal. And they eat supper happily. He's at ease. My son is at ease. And that night they share the bed. Next morning after they make ghusl, Salim radiallahu anha tells Abu Talha, Abu Talha, I want to ask you a question. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person has to loan you a certain household item, and they come to your house one day and they tell you they want a certain item back that they loan to you, do you have any right to object? Abu Talha radiallahu anhu says, no. They borrowed me this item, they loaned me this item, they asked me to have it to them, it belongs to them. Then she told him, oh my husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loaned us this child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this child away. Whatever belongs to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us, it belongs to you. So this child belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it back. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu shocked. Then my wife, she gave me supper nicely last night. We slept together last night. She showed no signs of sadness. So obviously he was upset. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what happened last night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came. And he told me that because of the night that you spent last night together, through this union, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a child better than Abu Umayr. And from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with his son, Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Abdullah radiallahu anhu had 9 sons. And every one of his 9 sons became from the great ulama of the time. The little sabr, the little patience that she exercised on that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a greater substitute. So as we mentioned, in this world we will have to go through difficulties. Everything will not be our way. But if we exercise sabr, if we have patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute it with something better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us something better. When it comes to a kafir, then he will live this life happily. This is his world. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. That this world is a prison for a believer. When it comes to a prisoner in a prison, he can only eat what they give him to eat. He can only wear what they give him to wear. He can only sleep where they show him to sleep. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us certain things we can eat, certain things we cannot eat. certain ways we can dress, certain things we cannot dress, certain things we can do, certain things we cannot do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making it hard for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this world is a place where you have to love how I told you to love. Once your eyes close, if you followed the law as I told you to do it, when your eyes close and you come to me by Jannah, then you can do whatever you want, you can wear what you want, you can eat what you want, you can love how you want. That little sacrifice you made, now you will see the fruits of your sacrifice. On the other hand, disbeliever, you'll enjoy everything of this world, but the day his eyes close, then for you will be everlasting punishment. But for a believer, when his eyes close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in many places in the Quran, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. That for a believer will be gardens beneath which rivers flow, and he will remain in his gardens forever. So us as believers, our goal is not this world, our goal is Jannah. Our goal is the highest place in Jannah. For that we have to go through different types of hardships. We have to go through different types of sacrifices. And if we make sabr on these hardships, and if we exercise patience upon these difficulties, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us with the highest stages in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to practice. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلِمْ حَمْدُ اللَّهِ